flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
It cooled down a whole degree.
All right.
I put it on 71.
Look at you, man.
I'm trying to take care. I'm trying to, like.
She's so cold-blooded.
Hey,
it's ridiculous.
You know, you could always go over there and put it on the temperature you want.
No. Okay.
You get. Just say hi to Ramon.
No.
Let's get to some headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose more than 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Let the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride remember when it comes to Kia. The great deals are at Doral Kia. Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Of course, Jimmy Butler suspended for this game and the next game after he missed the team plane. Had
He's
apparently told
basically
the team,
suspended for championship weekend.
Yeah, yes.
Wouldn't it be something if he was at one of the games?
Well, apparently he's going to be, there's some paddle tournament down here, which I don't know what the difference is between paddle and pickleball or whatever, but he's apparently one of the honorary captains this week for some hoity-toity pickleball tournament.
So you'd rather be at pickleball.
Wait. But how could he sign up for that if he knew he was going to be on the road?
I don't know, Leroy.
It might be Sunday. They were coming back. They're coming back after Saturday night.
So this was okay. This is from Anthony Chang. With Jimmy Butler in Miami last night after the Heat suspended him, he made an appearance at the Reserve Cup Draft and Dinner hosted by Moncayo Ocean Club. Butler is listed as honorary chairman, and co-captain for this weekend's paddle tournament in Miami.
So, yeah, what's the difference between paddling and pickleball?
I have no idea.
And tennis.
Well, tennis. Well, I'm going to tell you now. Pickleball is lazy tennis. Mm-hmm. You don't have to move as much. The ball doesn't travel as fast. Right?
Paddle and pickleball are both racket sports that are growing in popularity. They have many differences, including the size of the court, the type of ball, and the rules of serving. Paddle courts are larger than pickleball courts and are similar to the size of tennis courts.
Ooh.
Pickleballs are smaller courts with a non-volley near zone near the net. Paddle uses a depressurized tennis ball with low bounce, and pickleball uses a plastic ball with holes. There you go.
Okay. So paddle ball uses a tennis ball.
It's just paddle, not paddle ball.
Paddle uses a tennis ball.
Depressurized.
Still a damn tennis ball.
I just want not much bounce, though. I just want to be clear.
Depressurized.
And pickleball is like table tennis.
It uses basically like a giant wiffle ball.
It basically looks like little people standing on a table tennis.
It's ridiculous looking.
Yeah. When I golf, there's somebody that has a paddleball court in their backyard.
Paddle or racket or pickle?
Pickle.
Okay.
Little. I've never seen him play.
Hmm.
But it looks cool.
Eric Spoelstra today. This is from Ira Winderman.
Karen S. Whether tennis, racquetball, paddleball, Butler is a bum either way.
Ira Winderman writes, for Eric Spoelstra, this has meant the 7 games without Butler, the term of the initial unpaid suspension, the 3 games back, and now this 2-game sanction that includes Thursday night's game with the Bucks. He says, quote, the point I made to our team is to get used to it, Spoelstra said in a measured tone, agreeable to taking the question. Get over it. This is NBA life. This is the life we chose. If you think it's going to be predictable, you're really mistaken. I think it takes mental fortitude and commitment. Just focus on the task at hand. Nothing changes in terms of what the task is. We have a game tonight. We have enough continuity. We know what our identity is at this point. You can make any excuse you want to, but we get to do what we love.
You know what's amazing? I would like to pull up Jimmy Butler's quotes when he was asked about Tyler Hero on the trading block.
I don't know if he's ever been asked directly.
He was, and I can recall him, you know, saying that's the nature of the sport. You still got to go out and hoop.
I don't think he said that. When did he say that?
Okay, last year.
I remember Tyler said that.
No. Jimmy, when asked about Tyler.
I would like to see those quotes. I don't remember him saying that.
Okay.
I remember when the Dame thing went down, I remember him making an Instagram video where he said he wanted the Bucks looked into for tampering. I remember Tyler handling the questions all, you know, while he did it some social media posts or whatever. But Tyler was, you know, Tyler was called up by Pat Riley, called fragile this year. He's bald. He's been incredible.
Mm.
He has handled it with maturity. Jimmy Butler has not.
First of all, it's maturity.
No.
You are not that highfalutin to be saying maturity. You once batted a opossum. That does not
I thought it had rabies. I didn't know they were non-rabonious. What do you mean, dude?
Well, say that again.
Non-rabonious. They cannot carry rabies.
That's not a word.
I think it is.
Spell it.
I think it is.
Spell it.
Moving on. Tyler Hero. He said of this whole thing, he says,
glad that stink not on me.
I think we all know everything that's going on, so there's really nothing much to talk about. We love Jimmy. We'd love for him to be here, and I love Jimmy. He says, it's probably not the easiest to work with someone who's in and out, but you in any job. Adebayo says, we keep the main thing. Like I've said in the past, that's between him and management. We let that be that. The rest of us, we worried about how we can go get wins. Adebayo said, the thought in the locker room and in the huddle is not about who is in the locker room and in the huddle. It's next guy up. It's a next guy up mentality. That's what we've been preaching for how long at this point? So for us, it is what it is. That is from Ira Winderman in the Sunset.
Oh, God. All the cliche and standard.
Yeah, well, what do you want him to do? That's what I'm saying, though.
We've been keeping the main thing.
Dude, don't have him back on Monday.
Dude, you should have never had him back from after that suspension last week.
Agreed.
You built this.
Agreed.
You did this. So now you got to deal with all of that. Don't tell Spo, that's great, but don't go tell the players, these young kids, you know, who's in their first, second year, oh, this is the NBA, this is the business. Because, no, it's not. It doesn't happen in every organization. This is all on them. All parties involved are at fault. They all eating that pie. They both have a split of that pie. Now you have what? January 27th. You have Orlando. Big game. Big divisional game.
Yep.
Big game in the conference. And now is everybody going to be wondering if Jimmy's going to play in that game?
I don't think he's going to play that game.
I think you saw Jimmy Butler last time wearing the Miami uniform.
I think when Pella Larson subbed out for him.
January 19th.
I think that was
the last day that you saw Jimmy Butler in a Heat uniform.
Bert, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Whoa,
listen, man, about Jimmy, I really, you know, can you bring? I mean, he's really acting like a kid. He shouldn't be acting like this, but in a way, I understand that he wants to win and go on a winning team. Phoenix is not the answer. to be honest. You know, he's just going to get more money. It's all about the money. I mean, other teams won't take him, you know, besides Phoenix. But what I'm trying to say is he shouldn't be acting like this when he you know how much he already made in 4.5 years? $223 million.
Mm-hmm. And?
He's made in 4.5 years. I'll do that. If I have that, I'll fly the plane myself.
I think that that's the thing that has been interesting with this is that, you know, I do think there was a point where it seems like, hey, why is it only Phoenix? Well, Phoenix only seems like the team willing to give him the extension. And so, like, it was so about getting to a team that would just sight unseen give him the money instead of just going and seeing that he could earn the extension. And that definitely changed things. Right. Instead of just coming out and playing basketball and proving that, oh, bleep it, I'll go get the extension because I thought I was going to opt out and get the extension from anybody. Someone's going to want to play Jimmy Butler the max. And now it seems like, nah, the only guy you can sucker is one organization that's doing it.
Well, and the worst feeling in the world is to overplay your importance, right? To overplay your talents. Jimmy, because of what he did here, made it sound like he could do that. Well, somebody's going to want me.
Right.
Right? And now we're in a spot right now where you're looking around and they're like, mm-mm. So it's not that. Now you retract and say, okay, well, I'm just going to get the money. But the whole problem with all this is that throughout this whole situation, Jimmy has not made himself appealing to any other team.
Nope.
So, to me,
especially Miami. Like,
to me, I feel like he just going to go and do the same thing Bradley Beal doing.
Probably.
And what can anybody tell me to lead me to think anything different? Like, to make it sound like, oh, but if he comes here, he going to be different, is crazy.
Easy. Play off Jimmy.
We already got one sucker that.
But here's the thing.
So what? So another city can get find a new sucker.
Yeah, but this is the thing with playoff Jimmy that's going to be interesting, Vlad. And this is why it's kind of like a you want to have your cake and eat it too.
He's number three.
You're number three there. Like you're not going to be playoff Jimmy in Phoenix. You're not.
But if I could be number three and still get the money as a
no. Yeah, but like to say I'm going to turn into playoff Jimmy. They don't need playoff Jimmy. They don't.
But one game, they might need playoff Jimmy, and that's all they would need.
Maybe.
And that's all he can say. That's all he would have to prove.
But like, odds are that team is poorly constructed, and even with Jimmy Butler, is probably going to get smoked by the Thunder or Denver in 5 games. And that's the truth of it. That division's been, that conference has been handed over.
Yeah, I just think, like, I just wonder, you know, I would say to Jimmy, based on what has transpired the last 3 or 4 or 2 years, based on the amount of basketball you have played, what have you done to make yourself appealing to other teams? And if you
not be Bradley Beal, that's it. That's literally what this is my case. I'm not Bradley Beal.
By going through this the way he has is basically justifying Miami Heat not paying you,
mm-hmm.
right? And in sports, you hear players all the time go out of their way to say, I want to prove these guys wrong. But not here.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, not off the subject, but honestly, man, it just brought up like other situations. So, in your opinion, give me the top jackass situations out of these four. You had the AB situation.
Mm-hmm.
You had Keyshawn Johnson get sent home by John Gruden. You had Terrell Owens in his driveway. And now you got this situation. 1 through 4, top jackass situation, please.
Ooh, top four, Leroy.
Okay. What was the first one he said?
So,
AB.
Here's what okay. I'm going to do. I'm going to do T.O. is last because no matter how much of a fool he's been, when he got on that field, you never had to worry about him playing. Right?
Facts.
So, never quit, never nut. I ain't never had to worry about T.O. not playing. He may have been a jackass while playing, but you ain't never had to worry about him not playing football to the highest level. So, and he's a Hall of Famer. So that separates all of this.
Okay.
Number one, AB.
That was crazy.
You walked off the field during the game.
Naked.
And serenaded everybody.
Deuces. That, by the way, also after, let's not forget this, got kicked off of the Raiders for releasing phone calls with John Gruden, and then getting kicked off the Patriots.
Right. Not to mention it all started in Pittsburgh when wasn't he the one to release the video of the locker room?
Yeah, he didn't like
okay.
that.
Okay. So, wait, and then we have AB, we have Jimmy, who's the other one?
And then he said Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay, so Gruden. I'm going to put.
I don't really remember that one.
Keyshawn Johnson, I'm going to put third. Simply because, again, no matter what you say about Keyshawn Johnson, you never had to worry about him not playing.
And he won a Super Bowl with him.
There's a difference. Listen, there's a difference in being a malcontent, but your team, you just complaining about your conditions, but you always go on the field and play. So I'm going to put him third, right? And I'm going to put Jimmy Butler second. Because my importance in all of this is I don't care how much you complain. I don't care how much you bitch. I don't care how much you hate the organization. What do you do on the field of play? If you go out there and give a half-assed job or quit, then I'm going to always have a problem with that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And those are the two guys that did that.
Apparently Keyshawn Johnson. Still not a fan of John Gruden.
No. Mm-mm.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Y'all remember Terry Tate, offensive linebacker? That commercial?
Yeah.
I feel that is my kindred spirit, so I had to make an announcement throughout the building and get to the bottom of some issues that I may or may not have.
Okay.
In the building.
Did you find out who's been stealing your creamer?
No, it's not that. Oh, I've seen some creamer people, right? And in fairness, the culprit, the main culprit, did buy some creamer.
All right, Joe Dross.
Joe bought some creamer. He had somebody get some creamer.
Oh yeah, he's the biggest culprit. He knew it.
Right. But there's another office problem.
Oh no, what's this?
Somebody was kind enough to bring a box of donuts.
Yep.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
I'm going to tell you what.
I know who it is.
If you in the office,
but she's beautiful.
And your ass go to the box.
But she's beautiful.
And cut half a donut, you're going to have to deal with some folks.
I don't understand
because
this.
Because the half a donut, it's for the cream-filled half a donut, cream oozes. Eat the donut or don't.
Just eat it.
Right, exactly.
And you know what? Whatever you don't want.
So,
if you can't, first of all, if you're a grown up, portion control.
Right.
All right. And I'm not one of portion. Just eat it.
So,
you're fine.
It gets funny because
it gets
are you
worse.
Talking about the donuts.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
you know who the culprit
is. Right?
I
went in to Claudia, and I said, "I have a bone to pick with the office."
Oh, wait, you went to boss lady.
I went to the boss.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, I have a bone to pick. With the office, I said, we are grown folks. People cutting half of a cream donut, the cream oozing out the middle of the other half. Boss lady goes, oh, that was Lynette.
Yeah, I know. See?
No. Wait. Lynette goes,
rats off
the
ship.
I split it with Barney. So she was taking care of. They split a donut, and it wasn't even a cream-filled donut. But if I catch the person
cutting half
of a cream donut.
Yeah, okay, if she split it with somebody else, that other half of donut should not be
in it. No. So there's a culprit. They were clear. There's a different culprit.
I knew it was Lynette because she actually said it earlier. She's like, I split the donuts. And I'm like,
But she split it with Barney.
But she split it with Barney. She did say Barney.
He confirmed it. So...
But there was another split that happened.
There was two split donuts in the box. Yeah. And I'm like, who splits a cream-filled donut?
Yeah, a whole PSA.
And don't split an original.
I made an announcement.
Don't split an original donut. I don't like that either.
Right.
Leave it full.
Right. So, yeah. So, listen, we dealt with the creamer situation, right?
And I heard you say something else about it a couple... hours
you know who looks like a you know who looks like a half slicer?
Who?
Oh, I thought it was her. I thought it was the birder too.
Hey, Jennifer, are you a half slicer?
You a half slicer? You ever slice the donut?
She does.
She slices
at
birds.
Home.
No,
no. Have you done it here?
No, never here, never here.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Have you had donuts here?
Yeah, but not today.
All right.
Yeah, because you know why? Because
they're on
Wait, we went there. No we fun. Went there earlier. It was almost a full box.
No, there was three boxes.
There is three boxes.
We went back literally 10 minutes later.
And it was only
crickets.
One. There was one. Yes.
Crickets.
Because I got the original donut when it was three boxes. 10 minutes later, after, next break, I go back.
That's just another example of how much this place cares about our show.
There's six pieces of donuts and one full donut. I didn't understand. I was like, who?
Nobody ever brings, to say, you know what, guys? We appreciate what you do. Donuts for you.
They don't care about the talent.
They don't. Nope.
They don't care about the talent.
Nope.
Oh, man.
It's true.
Man.
You know the days Dan and I are here for like 18 hours?
Oh, yeah.
You ever think, hey, you know what?
Should we get him something?
You know what? Let's bring some food to
him. I tell you, even I do that.
And you can't even
you
like,
do that. Periodically, I'll come in and say, Vlad. Periodically, I'll come in and say, Vlad. Marcos, what y'all want to
do? And I appreciate that. You know why? Yeah. We can't leave.
Right.
We can barely go to the bathroom.
We can barely move.
Right.
But, and then vending machines that hardly work. Anyway.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. One of them machines, I remember one time I got mad, and I hit the side of it pretty firmly, right? it gave me 3 candy bars. So we good. Me and the machine is good.
Because it gave you 3 candy bars?
It just dropped like rain.
Did you look at the expiration date?
No. You know we get old candy. The guy comes once every 3 months. And by the way, what is the one drink you should not put in our vending machines?
Chocolate soda.
No! What? Celsius!
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the dumbest thing in the world!
Oh, seems like a wasted spot by that.
Right!
It does. It really does. Right there.
Why don't somebody just catch him and say, hey, buddy.
I can hold you. If I was the
more of these, less of these.
Right.
If I was the guy, I would just take the stuff that's back here and just put them in there and just keep the ones that I have.
That would be...
We'll take a quick break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
I love you. Wow, look at this. You guys got in before Tobin.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment of the show.
Yeah, this is the final segment, and good. I just wanted, we're going to mark the tape that we have an empty square.
Yes, for the first time in a long time, Tobin is the last to come to the studio.
$5 says he's going to blame it on Lynn.
Please don't go.
Hobnobbing.
That's right.
Let's see.
We can't even see him.
Can't even see him.
He's nowhere in sight, guys. He's probably doing this on purpose.
What have we learned today?
Doing this on purpose.
We have learned that...
Are you sure he's not hiding behind that wall?
No, he... See,
Don't look at me like that.
You want me to say it.
Toby's looking for donuts is what somebody said.
Hey, you say, are you sure he's not hiding behind that column right there?
Look.
Toby can't hide behind that column.
No, he's not. I just got him. He's on his way.
Nope, he can't. Look.
He's too big.
Look at that. Nope, you can't hide either.
I could definitely.
You could hide behind a broomstick, Vlad. Oh, there you go.
Nah.
So you still...
Unfortunately, you're Cuban.
Still every now and then a little Chico exposed.
Yeah, she's Cuban. Unfortunately, she's Cuban. A cheek is going to show somehow, some way. Like,
what do you have to say about it? Say
for yourself.
Or it's fortunately.
What? You guys are late for 7 segments and I'm late for one? See? And I was posting podcasts if I wasn't hobnobbing.
What do you mean posting?
I was posting our YouTube clips.
We had some good, there's some good content from today's show.
Yeah, so I was posting in clip form for our audience.
Okay, I got you.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
There are segments about Jimmy Butler up there.
I thought it was very diverse.
Just wait.
You guys want to go off Jimmy Butler here for a second? I got to talk about
Dan
this.
Dan and you could hide.
I did want to play that Stephen A. But
you want to play that?
Yeah.
Let's play Stephen A. All right. Let's hear what Stephen A has. Stephen A's been mostly on Jimmy Butler's side with all of this. He's kind of changed his tone now. Here was Stephen A.
I've known Jimmy Butler for years. I got a lot of love for him. Jimmy Butler, if you are watching, you are not helping yourself, my brother. You're not helping yourself. Mark Andrews and the Baltimore Ravens is a different animal. But there's no question that even though it's understandable, it's unprofessional. This is an extra level on top of unprofessional. You got to show up to work in time, and when you don't show up to work, you got to own it. And when you just finished suffering a 7-game suspension, although you might have thought it was not justified, the fact of the matter is that was the decision that the organization has made. You're looking for your bag. There was a two-year, $113 million extension you didn't get. You're hoping to get at least that from somebody else. How are you going to get that if this is your reputation going out the door? And it's getting worse. I would love to sit here and revisit what I said, Shams, over a week or so ago about Pat Riley and, love this man, first-class organization all the way, the winner within. We all know how I feel about Pat Riley, but LeBron did walk out the door. You didn't get Kevin Durant. You didn't get Damian Lillard, okay? I can point to those things. I can point to the fact that you're in – this is Miami we're talking about here. Everybody love being in Miami, yet you don't see people anxious to come play for the Heat. What's up with that? We got to ask those questions, but not today. And the reason why we can't ask those questions today is because Jimmy Butler was late to work. And that's really what the bottom line is. We can't make excuses. We got to call it like we see it. Love the brother wanting to get paid, wanting to get as much money as he possibly can. Brother's he's a rough rider. He shows up, playoff Jimmy, big games. All of that stuff is true. But at the end of the day, you got to be somebody that answers the call. You've been back for three games. You scored a grand total of 39 points, averaging 13 points. You're getting paid nearly $49 million. You got a $52 million player option. Pat Riley and them are looking to move on. They need to make this happen quick.
You think before the trade deadline?
They got to. They can't keep him. And I think that's important. Whether it's directly or subconsciously, I think that's what this is about. Jimmy Butler desperately wants out. He told Pat Riley to his face, I want out. I'm just saying, when this happens. Yes, that's right.
Shut up, Shams.
I'm just saying here, you know.
And Mickey Harrison.
This show, you are not helping yourself, Jimmy Butler, when something like this happens.
Wow. All right.
Don't hate on Shams. He's been right the whole time.
He has been right the whole time. He doesn't have to add that. In Mickey Harrison. He was making his point. Look, I don't know one thing with Stephen A. Smith. One thing he does not tolerate with NBA players is loafing it and not showing up for games. So that is for a guy that's been nationally in your corner, one of the most prominent voices, for even him to be like, hey, man, hey, really? You're missing the team flight? Like,
add insult to injury. Guess why he missed team flight?
Paddleboard.
No, they said he was in
a party,
Puerto Rico.
Who? Oh.
I think that was just a joke that the chat was really? Saying. Yeah.
Oh, he was no, I don't think he was. He was in Miami last
time. He went to
he was at a party.
Jet setting
party, which doesn't help, right?
Speaking of party, you guys sent me this yesterday. Jennifer sent this to me.
Oh my goodness!
What are we doing here?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Crazy. Don't break my heart. My achy break your heart.
Oh, he was achy breaky.
Oh,
right.
He was achy breaky, dude. He was so. What happened here, Jennifer? Like, why did Billy Ray Cyrus
sound like?
I don't know. Honestly, I have not done any research on this. I just know that I was.
It sounds awful.
It's so shocking.
He's
how
singing?
Terrible this sounds.
Well, you call it that.
Okay. So during the inauguration of Donald Trump, there was musical acts. Whatever.
Right. Right.
Carrie Underwood performed. But there was a lot of technical
difficulties.
There's
a lot of technical difficulties,
yeah, she had to wait,
right?
5 minutes.
Someone got fired because a lot of technical difficulties were happening and no one's tracks were playing. So, obviously,
that feels like sabotage.
Carrie Underwood is a professional and she's super talented. So, she just started mouthing, I'll just do it a cappella. So, she sang and she performed. She delivered. She did what she had to do. This man.
Billy Ray did not.
Billy Ray, I don't know what's happening here. He performed, and once again, technical difficulties. You couldn't even hear him play guitar. But I just need you to hear his voice.
It's really bad.
Down road I go, ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse, old town road I go. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna.
He's also running from one side of the stage.
Oh my God, got a horse.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna.
At least the audience is trying. No
the more. Audience sounds better.
Y'all can put your hands together now like that. If you encourage about, keep going. He told me
who's
to kill
encouraging
as much
this?
Time as possible. So
where's his band?
Check. Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me off. Is my guitar on, guys? I don't hear my guitar anymore.
Oh, man.
Where's everybody at?
Totally fair question.
Awkward.
Is anyone back there? Y'all want to sing more, or you want me to just get the hell off the stage? I don't give a damn.
We know. He's got the engineer out there
I'm
for
on,
him.
But it ain't playing, man. I guess it's dead. You know what? Hell, just snap your fingers. That's okay, bud. That's okay.
That's embarrassing.
Said snap your fingers.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. Come on, like this. Or you can tell your friend just what a fool I
what?
Am. I the, joke about me on
there's
phone.
A lot got, comes to my head when I hear this.
Like, hope these...
Go back to the farm. Or what? You can tell my baby
wait.
To hit the floor.
It sounds like he's singing to a grandkid before they go to sleep.
Yeah, to go to sleep. Exactly.
Like, he ain't
yes.
singing at a concert.
Well, in fairness, he doesn't have music.
Well, he can't leave.
He don't have a voice! No,
exactly,
no,
that's why...
Wait, because
no.
when Mariah Carey didn't have any backtrack...
He's not Mariah Carey, though.
She stopped, but they both have the same star power. She stopped. She was like... She said she was not going to sing, and she never sang unless that backtrack was playing.
Yeah, because she's went, they went to lip-sync.
Exactly. So if you knew this man was going to lip-sync, where is the rehearsal? Where is...
That's a good question.
I don't know.
That's
I mean,
a good question. It seems like everybody arrived that day.
Or is his vocal fry? Like, I need to know what's going
on. I mean, he's definitely toasty. I mean, like, that's for sure.
He has no voice.
Let's hear some more.
If this man is
no!
sick, why do you put him on
yeah,
stage?
I want to hear some
more. Won't be reaching out for you no more.
What is that?
That's
thank
a,
you. Good night.
That's a wino coup.
Oh, now the music plays.
Now the music plays. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They say Billy Ray acted weird because nobody gave him donuts in the break room. That's so bad.
Wow.
I had secondhand embarrassment just listening to that.
That's tough.
Somebody I had to send
I do feel
guys.
Bad, though, if none
of the
stuff was working.
I when I see one. Dude.
That was very cracky.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. If that guy was walking next to 595 shaking a cup, I would put a quarter in his cup.
I need research on this.
I mean, I don't think there is any research. I don't think he can sing anymore.
Then why hire him?
He's Billy Ray
who
Cyrus.
You know who could have sang?
He was at the presidential...
he was at the inauguration.
That's what this was.
Oh. You know,
because
you know,
I saw PBS. I thought he was...
Well,
just
it was
doing,
on PBS.
It was on
everywhere. They're one of the stations that was probably broadcasting
apparently,
the...
Apparently, his son wrote an open letter sharing concerns after his performance.
For his notes or his life?
Or his dad.
Or his nose. Because he definitely looked like he was on something.
What? Mm.
You couldn't even tell because he had all that hair.
I couldn't tell.
Right. I couldn't. That could have been somebody other than Billy Ray Cyrus. We wouldn't have known.
He powered through.
He didn't power
through. He powered through.
Dude, he didn't power through. Through. That was like when a mom makes a kid eat their greens.
But if no music is playing.
And you eat one at a time.
I'm concerned about him.
First. But in fairness. He did have audio issues.
He did have audio issues.
He wasn't
okay,
expecting
okay,
that.
Then my question
okay,
is, then
again,
don't try to
is
sing.
The rehearsal? Was anyone...
They don't rehearse for that.
Okay, but what about his manager? Was his manager there with him?
But what do you
him?
Want his
if
manager to do? Do you want his
sort of
manager to be like...
Then don't let him go out like that and embarrass
hey,
himself.
Hey, Billy! Not going so well, bud. Don't worry, Cliff. I got this. And you can tell my heart... No, I think you should stop. There's no music playing. Ooh. You don't got the pipes no more, Billy.
That's tough.
Oh, no.
It's tough. But his son is reaching out to say that that he is open to helping him.
What about Miley?
Well,
doesn't Miley have the money?
They don't have a relationship anymore.
I can see why.
Yeah. They really haven't really had one since she left that Disney show.
Can his son run an
or
audio board?
Not the Disney show, but the...
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, yeah.
Disney show.
It's tough.
That's brutal. That's like... We see it all the time. These artists. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to check, but nobody want to sing.
They
well,
sang already.
I mean, he did try and sing.
They did sing.
He tried.
Did.
But he knew his ass shouldn't have been singing.
That doesn't mean he tried.
He what pulled a Jimmy Butler.
I
think he tried harder than Jimmy Butler, to be honest with you.
He pulled a Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler would be like, you guys know the words. This guy was trying to get people to snap. You know, he was trying.
He couldn't even snap.
Well, he was
they're old.
He was
the old can't snap anymore.
It's very hard on their fingers.
I mean, come on. By the time they get their fingers together,
my fingers
they need a nap.
Clap or something. You gotta always have, as an artist, don't you always have to have a backup plan if something goes wrong?
I think he
did. But the whole backup plan has nothing to do with this dude singing on the stage.
I think his backup plan was to gallop like a horse for Old Town Road. Where was Lil Nas?
Please, no.
Hold on.
No, there's no way Lil Nas is going to be at that type of party.
Are you crazy?
There's no way.
Lil Nas X at the inauguration of Donald Trump?
Wearing a red outfit? I don't think so.
With his butt cheeks out? Something crazy?
Giving the devil the lap dance?
No. No. With the first comments?
Point. Wait. For Tony.
With the first comments, there were only two genders. Right? His very first comments?
Perhaps
you can't have Lil Nas X performing at your inauguration.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All in all, I hope Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hope what?
Either gets some help. I hope he gets a sound engineer. Okay.
I just hope he gets an engineer.
But I don't think, no, the engineer already, like.
He's been fired?
100%.
Well, no, they've had.
No, I'm saying, like, it's not his own engineer.
I would expect the White House.
The engineer of the White House.
But it's not exactly.
From what I heard, that every performer had their own sound person. So that's why there was a lot of.
I think it was the same sound person.
Yeah, but you still have the overall. They may work with the person. It's like us. Like, we talk to the guy when we go to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
but they have their own people.
Right.
So exactly. We go there and we could do the checks or whatever and check and do all that stuff, but they use their own people. Now we know them. And
they use their own equipment.
Really good.
Unless, like, you need to bring your own back. Because they usually have a back line, unless you have to bring in, like, your own stuff.
Here's
it's on the right.
Here's our back line. Dade South. Tobin is Billy Ray Walrus. Tobin is Billy Ray Thyrus.
Let's go one more.
Schmeathan says, Tobin is Sweet Baby Ray Cyrus.
Point.
I love Sweet Baby Ray.
Witcher.
D-Sizzle, Tobin, Sweet T Cyrus.
Leroy Ray Walrus.
I ain't got no hair.
Oh, man. All right. That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.